flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy today. Andy was in for Ken this morning with Daryl, who was in for Anthony this morning.
Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Very little.
They used to do an NPR bit where they would have the guy who was hosting NPR always do the, you know, I'm Dari Marbles and I'm in for so-and-so, who is in for so-and-so in New York, who is in for so-and-so that's in California, who's in for Dari Marbles, who is in Chicago. And it was always like leading that way, and I feel like that's exactly what you just did there with Parks and Rec.
Nice. Conference championship games coming up on Sunday, and head coaching news all over the place as well. But the head coach is getting hired, hoping that sooner rather than later their teams will be doing what the Commanders will be doing, which is maybe going all the way to the Super Bowl with a first-year head coach there and a rookie quarterback. Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels? Wow.
Can we just put that in perspective one more time?
Yeah.
A rookie quarterback. Now, granted, he's 25, but still a rookie quarterback and a first-year head coach at that location. They had been to the Super Bowl previous. But the fact that we are having a conversation about a rookie quarterback on the doorstep of making a Super Bowl is insanity. That is insane to me.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think the Philadelphia Eagles are quite beatable by Washington. They split in the regular season. I think the Eagles are the favorite. I would guess the Eagles go there. But I think the Commanders have a chance. I really do.
They do. And the funny thing is I felt like we've spent this whole playoff run when it comes to the Commanders saying two things. God, is Jaden Daniels good? That was one. And two is how flawed the rest of that team is. And I feel like everybody is spending so much time pointing out that, like, well, the defense, we thought in the beginning of the year they were going to be slow. They weren't going to be able to play as much man coverage as they would like to. They traded for Lattimore. Lattimore's been banged up since then. Why did they give a bunch of money to old guys? Like, we've like pointed out all of these funky things and not the idea that, like, Cliff Kingsbury built an offense that makes sense to Jaden Daniels to make Terry McLaurin look like the star wide receiver we all knew he was. And they figured out how to run the ball as well with Brian Robertson and Austin Ekeler. And on the backside of the defense, they have done just enough to get the job done. And they've gotten pressure when they've needed to. And Frankie Luhu has been awesome and is going to get paid while having an A-plus name on top of it. Like, this Commanders team is legit. And they've laid the foundation of a team that was an absolute train wreck for a long period of time with a really crappy ownership. And they've gotten that all together. And they've found it all, and they have built this thing up. And you think the sky is the limit, that we are going to see the Commanders in this position for a good period of time. And that's awesome.
I would think so. And I remember, a month and a half, I did a thing about trading for head coaches and head coaches that I thought were a really big deal. And I caught a little grief when I put Dan Quinn in there. And I the only two guys that I recall that, because I thought, who would you trade for in the league? And I didn't include Andy Reid because, you know, I was looking long term.
Yeah,
and everything
Big Red's not going anywhere.
Right. And I picked, I remember Sean McVay and Dan Campbell. And then in my next group, I had Dan Quinn. And a lot of folks didn't like that. I think Dan Quinn's a hell of a coach.
Dwayne Quinn has, I was skeptical. I'm not going to lie to you. I was skeptical on the hire. And he's told me to go kick rocks. And I will do a blige because, boy, was I wrong on that one.
Cracks me up every time I see him, though, and he's got that hat on backwards. Every time. I keep thinking, you're like, turn it around. Even Dan Campbell wears his hat the right way.
Like, this Commander season is awesome, and I don't want it to end. And I think it's going to, because I think this Eagles team is just too talented, and I think you're going to see, if anybody's going to know Jaden Daniels, it's the guys that have seen him now. This has been time three seeing him. Well, they'll throw the kitchen sink at him, and that defense has been humming. And I am fascinated to see how healthy Jalen Hurts is. I'm really fascinated to see how healthy Hurts is.
He was dinged up in the last game.
Yeah, you can see footage of him at practice. You can tell he's favored.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
In that knee.
In the AFC, it's the matchup I think that everybody wanted. Everybody thought about Buffalo against Kansas City. I know Todd in Ward 1 wanted to see it. Hi, Todd.
How you been, Todd?
Yo, Jeff. Yo, Dan. I'm ready to hear the screams, Jeff. I'm going to have all the windows in the house open because from wherever you are, I'm sure it's going to be hearable. Man, Josh Allen should have been a Cleveland Brown as he moves on to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could say something other than yeah.
I know. You want to use some expletives, Jeff?
Jeff very, very rarely curses, but I can guarantee you he will take a victory lap on this one on Monday if we get the Bills in the Super Bowl. There will be a long victory lap.
Todd, there are sometimes your eyes don't lie to you. And when I watched video of that guy, I just thought, oh, my God. This guy might be a little raw. Well, that's what coaching is for, right?
Every week I heard you talk about we should get Josh Allen. I favor Josh Allen. We need to get, and folks were calling in, myself included. It's like, he's not very accurate, Jeff.
Coach him up, Todd, right?
Yep, that's what they did.
He's the one quarterback that figured it out.
That's what they coached
There's Dan.
Him up.
He's the one.
He's
Dan,
the one.
He's the one.
It's the truth. It's the truth. We were saying the same thing about Will Levis when he was coming out, and then Will Levis hasn't figured it out.
I'm sorry. Nobody liked Lamar Jackson either.
Well, that's not true.
I liked Lamar.
But look at I meant in the NFL.
Okay.
I mean, the guy lasted until the 32nd pick. Come on, how does that happen? That just goes to show you, Todd, I think. Okay, two quarterbacks were taken ahead of Josh Allen. Well, that's silly. And four guys were taken ahead of Lamar Jackson, along with 31 other guys. The guys who are paid to figure this stuff out couldn't see that Lamar Jackson had the ability to be a big-time quarterback in the league. That tells you what a crapshoot this thing is.
But it also was a mindset at that point, because you had a bunch of jack wagons who were coming up to him and saying, like, oh, yeah, you should be a wide receiver. You should be a running back. It's like, what are we doing here?
Like, yeah, Lamar had a bad season because his offensive line was horrible in college. And that was all that was about.
That was after his Heisman Trophy season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My stomach was knotted up when they picked Baker Mayfield. I thought Baker Mayfield was good, but I was like Lamar Jackson. However, on the topic that we're talking about right now, I used to laugh at you, Jeff, straight up. I just wouldn't laugh on air. And I was like, Josh Allen, that dude, no way. But, man, so I expect the Buffalo Bills to push past the Chiefs. I expect Josh Allen to go into the Super Bowl and the Buffalo Bills to win it. I don't know who they're going to play because the quarterback from Philadelphia is looking wobbly. But if he's not wobbly, I sure like the way that rookie played and for the Commanders, man. That's going to be the game of the weekend.
Todd, okay, thanks, buddy.
Josh Allen moves on.
I would love to see it. Todd, thank you, bud.
And when I saw him, I went like, man, that's just Jake Locker 2.0, and I'm running away because I was all in on Jake Locker.
He ran when I watched video of him at Wyoming, and I watched a lot of it just because I saw a little bit, and I went, I got to see more of this guy. And, you know, I just saw him, and I thought, this guy's just stunningly athletic. And then I saw him throw, and it was like Brett Favre. I mean, he not style, but speed. And he just threw some balls, and he was raw, and I wish the Browns had taken him. And they didn't, but that's okay. That's okay. Who do you like in the AFC? Do you like the Bills, or do you like the Chiefs? And I don't mean like as in, you know, who's your favorite? Who do you think will win? Dan and I will give you our thoughts on that coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.